has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it just you so far?
I think so.
Okay. Let's give it another minute.
Okay. Here we go.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Chemi food food shabarisu ishkinte bikilu urhimu utilu utilu urhimu leakta le shame yud he bavate the yehuda shalim beshem kol yisrael limud torah mitzvah la sok torah mitzvah vayhino amadunai elohinu alenu maasei yadenu kanane alenu maasei yadenu kananehu. Today we study the fifth aliyah of Parashat Vayikra.
Has joined.
Begins at Leviticus chapter 4, verse 1, and completes at verse 26. A total of 26 verses. We know the number 26 is the gematria of Hashem's name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Vaydaber Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Daber El Bnei Yisrael Lemor Nefesh Ki Techeta Bishgaga Mikol Mitvot Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Hei Yo Asher Lo Teachena Weasa Meachat Mehena Im Hakohen HaMashiach Yecheta Leashmat Ha'am v'hikriv al chatato asher chata par ben bekar tamim la'adonai yohei wahei adanu yo yohei dawanu heyo lechatat v'hebiyo
has joined.
Ohel moed lifnei Adonai Yohei wahei Adanu yo Yohei dawanu heyo Wisama et yado al rosh hapar v'shachat et hapar lifnei Adonai Yohei wahei Adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo. Willaka kohen amashia midam hapar wehevio. Oto elohel moed witaval hakohen et ayetzpao. Badam lehiza min adam sheva pa'amim lifnei Adonai Yohei wahei adanu yo Yohei dawanu heyo Et p'nei parochet hakodesh V'natan hakohen min adam al karnot mizbach ketorat hasamim livnei Adonai Yohei wahei adanu yo Yo, I hate da one new hey, yo. I share be o hell moed, we et call dam hapar. Ish poch el yesod, mis ba aola. I share petach o hell moed, we et koch elev par hachata. Yarim mimenu et hachelev am kase al hakerev uyet kol hachelev asher al hakerev uyet shete hakolayot uyet hachelev asher alechen Asher al haksalim, uyet chayteret al hakaved, al haklayot yisirena. Ka asher yuram mishor zeva ashlamim, vehiktiram hakohen al mizbah haolah. Viet or hapar viet kol asaro al rosho vi al kiraun al kiraav kirbo hirsho vehotzio et kol hapar el michut la machane el makom lahor. El shevech hadeshen v'sarafoto al etzim ba'esh al shevech hadeshen yisaref v'im kol adat Yisrael yishku v'nelam davar me'enei hakahal. We asu achat mikol mitzvot Adonai. Yo he wahe adanu yo. Yo wahe da wanu he yo. Asher lo te asena we ase shemu. We noda hachatat. Asher chatu alecha v'hikrivu hakahal par ben bakar v'chatat v'heviu oto lifne ohel moed v'samchu zikne haida et yidehem al rosh hapar. Lifne Adonai yo he wahe Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo. Wishachat et hapar. Lifne Adonai yo he wahe Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo. Wichevi yo hako. Hein HaMashiach Midam HaPar Elohel Moed Witaval HaKohen Etzba'o Min HaDam V'hiza Sheva Pa'amim Lifne Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Et pene haparochet, umin hadam yiten al karnot amizbea, asher lifne Adonai yo he wahe, adanu yo, yo ahe dawanu he yo. Asher be'ohel moed, we et
sprinkle
some of the blood seven times before Hashem, before the dividing curtain of the sanctuary. And the Kohen shall place some of the blood on the horns of the incense altar, which is in the tent of meeting, before Hashem, and he shall pour all the blood of the bull onto the base of the altar, for burnt offerings, which is at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And all the fat of the sin offering bull he shall separate from it, that the fat covering the innards, and all the fat that is on the innards. And the two kidneys, along with the fat that is on them, which is on the flanks, and the diaphragm, and with the liver, along with the kidneys, he shall remove it. One of the differences between yesterday's the sacrifices description is has to do with this fat, which has to be removed, whereas yesterday it didn't have to be removed. Verse 10, just as was separated from the bull a peace offering, the Kohen shall then cause them to smoke on the altar for burnt offerings. The bull's skin and all of its flesh, along with its head and along with its legs, its innards and its waist matter. He shall take out the entire bull to a clean place outside the camp, to the ash depository, and he shall burn it on fire on wood. Thus it shall be burnt in the ash depository. And if the entire community of Israel errs, because a matter was hidden from the eyes of the congregation, and they commit one of the mitzvot of Hashem, which may not be committed, incurring guilt. When the sin which they had committed becomes known, the congregation shall bring a young bull as a sin offering. They shall bring it before the tent of meeting. The elders of the community shall lean their hands upon the bull's head before Hashem, and one shall slaughter the bull before Hashem. The anointed Kohen shall bring some of the bull's blood into the tent of meeting, and the Kohen shall dip his finger from the blood and sprinkle seven times before Hashem, before the dividing curtain. And he shall then place some of the blood in the horns of the altar that is before Hashem in the tent of meeting. And then he shall pour all the blood onto the base of the altar for burnt offerings, which is at the entrance to the tent of meeting. And he shall separate all its fat from it and cause it to smoke on the altar. He shall do to the bull just as he did to the bull of the sin offering. Thus he shall do to it. Thus the Kohen shall make atonement for them, and they will be forgiven. And he shall take the bull outside the camp and burn it, just as he burned the first bull. It is a sin offering for the congregation. If a leader sins and unintentionally commits one of all the mitzvot of Hashem, which may not be committed, incurring guilt. If his sin that he has committed is made known to him, then he shall bring his offering, an unblemished male goat. And he shall lean his hand upon the goat's head and slaughter it in the place where he slaughters burnt offerings. Before Hashem, it is a sin offering. And the Kohen shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger and place on the horns of the altar for burnt offerings. And then he shall pour its blood onto the base of the altar for burnt offerings. And he shall cause all its fat to smoke on the altar, just like the fat of the peace offering. Thus the Kohen shall make atonement for his sin, and he shall be forgiven. That's the completion of our study of the English translation. Does anybody have any questions? It's really interesting that there's 26 verses, but it's connecting to the sin offering and the guilt offering. And what is the difference between a guilt offering and a sin offering? I read a writing from one of the sages that the guilt offering and the sin offering are actually similar actions, but the effect is to elevate sparks based on a category. The sin offering is elevating the sparks that fell from the world of Tohu, Vavohu, while the guilt offering is elevating sparks that were caused within this world. They're not connected to the world of Tohu. And so that we use different words, we call them different things. Their actions are quite similar, but what's happening on the spiritual level is quite different. Does anybody have any questions about what I've just said or anything else? Or I'll just go on to the Pirkei Avot. Eric Shira, I'm sorry.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Brandy.
Okay. Can you tell me, Tohu, is that the world of nothingness?
It's a world of chaos.
Chaos.
Tohu Vavohu means chaos and confusion.
So the sparks from chaos and confusion are elevated by the sin offering?
The world of chaos was caused because the vessels broke. Because the vessels did not communicate with each other. They just gave over to the level below them everything that they received. But the level below them isn't capable of handling everything that they received. So that's where the chaos came from. The breaking of the vessels caused the sparks of light to fall into the klipah, to the mud. So the sin offering is elevating those sparks. And it's taking them back to the Sephirot of the world of Tohu. Whereas the guilt offering is taking the sparks that it elevates from our physical world. They're not as deep as the sparks from Tohu. And they don't go as high. They go back to the levels below the world of Tohu. They go back to the various sephirot that we are dealing with, that we are making correction with. It's a very intriguing concept. Very deep.
Very. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Malka.
The high priest does all the sacrifices, but what does his sacrifices for himself and the community, or let's just say for Yom Kippur, let's just say. And when he's in the Holy of Holies and in the inter chambers of the temple or inter chambers of the Mishkan, which we want to say, Is that where he's elevating to Tohu? And because of the position or the place inside the Holy of Holies?
A human being does not elevate to the world of Tohu.
A what? Okay.
A human being cannot elevate to the world of Tohu. The soul of certain human beings can do so, but that's the same, the idea that Moshe elevated to the world, to the level of dots, but could not go either to Bina or Chachma or Keter. To the world of Tohu, it's part of the process of how the infinite comes down to the finite. But as a human being, as a soul, the highest we go is Malchut, essentially Malchut of Atzilut. That's the source of the souls of the children of Israel. And so when we make a mistake, we are affecting that level of Sefirah, and when we do Teshuvah, we fix or correct that level of Sefirah. But this is talking about when we recognize that we've done a sin versus when we recognize when we've done guilt, that the action causes the sparks to return to their source, and their source is different. That's really what's being taught.
Okay, so it's based on the action of a human being, basically, that they could rise to the level of Tohu or Bohu.
No, the sparks go back to their source, and their source is in the level of Tohu. The human being did not cause that. But our job is to elevate those sparks out of the mud. So we have to repair those Sefirot of Tohu. But we don't go there to do that. We just start the process of the spark being elevated. Then there's a whole system that causes them to find their root where they came from. The human being doesn't go with the sparks.
So what process is that? Once we lift them up out of the mud by our actions, by our consciousness, knowing that we sin, so we're going to offer sacrifice to cleanse that sin, and we're lifting those sparks up. So what's the process to lift them even higher? Well, who or what world, or, you know, all these questions, that the process, I guess I don't know what that process is. If we're lifting them up out of the mud, and we're bringing our sacrifices, that be a bull or a lamb or a bird, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And we bring that to the priest, Levites and the Kohanim, and they do their process of lifting those sacrifices up to the level of, as far as I think he said we could go with Da'at, which Moshe did, then who, what, when, how does that process at that point when Da'at takes over, you lift them up to the absolute, Akadin, or...
There's a mechanical process that returns them to their source.
Mechanical?
what, for lack of a better term, it's spiritual, but it's not human soul.
Okay, it's not of this world, then.
Correct.
Okay.
The world of Tohu is not part of this world. The world of Tohu was a cause, the effect of which is the world of Tikkun, which is our world.
Right. So we just have to perform the actions.
We have to perform the action because those sparks have to be elevated. And we just start that process with the action of the sacrifice. But let me just put it on a very simple level. That's Vishalom, I'm not disgusting anybody. But someone commits adultery. That's obviously a sin. So they bring a sin offering, and they elevate the sparks from the world of Tohu. But now they also feel guilty. That guilty feeling is elevating sparks from the action that they did, from the act of adultery. You understand, you make the distinction between the two. The sin, do you always feel guilty that you did a sin? No. There are two different levels. That's really the point of this information that we've received. That feeling guilty is different than the action of the sin. It's like you commit a sin and then Satan comes into you and says to you, you committed this sin, now you need to feel guilty about this sin. Satan not only got you to do the first sin, the major sin, but he gets you to feel guilty, which is him getting you a second time, totally separate from the first action. But we perceive guilt and sin as the same thing. And that's what this information is trying to get across to us. They're two different things. Guilty means Satan got you a second time. If you commit a sin, you elevate the sparks. If you're happy while committing that sin, and you never feel, accept the guilt, you can do the sin offering. You don't need to bring a guilt offering because you didn't deposit any negativity into the any positivity into the negativity. You didn't put any sparks into the level associated with these worlds.
So, if you do a sin, and you bring your sacrifice for the sin, after you lifted up those sparks, or elevate those sparks, then you should just walk away and feel cleansed of them, right? And not go back and revisit that same sin and feel guilty about it. Because it never leaves you if you do that. Is that
the only reason you look back is to learn from the experience. The only reason you look back.
But you don't
is to do teshuvah.
Just like putting your sins, when you do your sacrifice, is like putting your sins in a box and closing the box. And
that's a good metaphor.
And then if you need to open the box, you ask that you're open the box
because you don't want to go back and do those things again, which is a learning situation. Also, repentance as well. So, you know, the box could be just a repentance box. You know, you put all those sins and guilt and whatever in this box, and you close it and you say, this is my repentance. I will not go back and do those sins again.
At some point in your life process, you will put that box of sins on the altar and watch the smoke go up to God.
And at that point, you are free. You're free of all of those. Okay.
Correct. Because you've cleansed it all. Putting
right.
the
okay.
box on the altar is the form, is a metaphor for doing teshuvah.
Right.
So now that everything is clear as mud, are there any other questions? Because we've run out of time. In approximately 20, 25 minutes, it will be the time for the ritual for the fifth day of Nisan. And we will join back together, Bezrat Hashem.
What time is that?
10
o'clock, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank
well,
you.
God bless everyone. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.